The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. After Jesus had spoken these words to his disciples, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world. I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This seventh Sunday in the season of Easter is one of those Sundays that reflects where we are as Christians. Jesus is risen from the dead, but we can't see him. This was the place those disciples were when they saw Jesus ascend. They stood there looking into the heavens, wondering, now what? We're given that ascension story from our first reading that Judy read. And of course, we know the rest of that story. Jesus said, wait for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to give you power. But I want to take us to today's gospel, where Jesus was preparing his disciples, where Jesus was praying for his disciples. And I want us to hold on to that thought for a little while, that Jesus prayed for his disciples. Jesus prayed for us. You know, if you think about your own life of prayer, aren't we always asking God for something? God, can you fix this for me? God, can you heal that person? God, can you make this better? God, will you please? This is one of those unusual weeks in my life as a pastor, because people have been asking for prayer. And I've prayed on the telephone this week with at least three people. And we've implored God for all sorts of things. But it changes my heart to realize that Jesus prayed for us. You know, I know some real prayer warriors in this congregation. And you all lift up each other, and you lift up all sorts of things and events and people in your prayer lives. You've got lists that are pages long. And for you especially, I want you to just embrace the fact that Jesus prayed for you. Jesus prayed for us. Now, what did Jesus pray for? Again, his prayers weren't exactly like our prayers sometimes are. Jesus prayed for us to have unity. Just as Jesus and the Father are completely one, Jesus prayed for us to be in unity. And not just the Lutherans in this church, and not just the Lutherans in this church and across the street, but all Christians, all the disciples. There weren't even denominations yet, but I think he knew there would be. Father, bring them unity. But he also prayed about glory. And he prayed for us to know God as Jesus himself knew God. And here again, Jesus, in the 17th chapter of John, is preparing his disciples for his crucifixion. And so they're around the table, and he's praying out loud, and the disciples are overhearing this. What are Jesus' fondest wishes for us as he talks to his Father? Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all people. The words authority and glory. Think about them in that context. This is not the authority and glory that we see in a war movie, right? Jesus has been given all authority. And we imagine what we'd do if we had all authority. Maybe who we'd take out. But that's not how Jesus is. Since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life. Eternal life to all whom you have given him. And here's the kicker. And this is eternal life. That they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Jesus defines eternal life here. It's not at the end of the end. Every time the gospel writers talked about eternal life and used Jesus' words to talk about eternal life, it was in a verb tense that was now and forever. Not someday out there, but now and. This is eternal life, that you know the Father, and the one that the Father has sent. You are already in eternal life. Do you know what that does for you? It sets you free. Luther Lutherans don't talk about, boy, I hope he was saved at someone's funeral. Because you are already in eternal life. Eternal life is this, that you know God. And so, how was Jesus glorified? As he prays here, he comes into his full authority as King, Lord, ruler of all heaven and earth by pouring himself out for us. Forgiving of himself for the sake of the world that God so loved. Jesus, glory wasn't the kind of glory that we will ever see or imagine as an earthly glory. It's not about physical power or prowess. It's about seeing Christ in our neighbors. It's about seeing the risen Christ in the least and last and lost and lonely. Perhaps Memorial Weekend is a good weekend to remind ourselves of the glory of Jesus. Because Memorial Weekend is about those who poured themselves out. Those who lost their lives for the sake not of their own needs, but out of duty. Power and glory is about a pouring out, a letting go, a giving up. I see power and glory when our choir members show up at 8:15-ish every Sunday. To sing the praises of God. To give them themselves. To lift the rest of us up. To catch a little glimpse. What a miracle that God puts the gift of melody and harmony in our hearts and our ears. That we can sing praises to God and lift each other up. I see glory when you care for each other. There's a lot of folks in our congregation who have serious health issues. And I see God's glory when you care for each other. When you lift each other up when you're in pain. And when you're hurting. I see God's glory. When you're looking out for the students at GHS North, the alternative high school where a lot of those kids are getting their degrees despite some real difficult situations. It takes a whole congregation to pull off a ministry like that. How many of you have baked or delivered cakes this year? Yeah, it seems like a small thing. No, I think every one of you who's picked up a cake said, well, sure I can bake a cake. That's no big deal. But sometimes for the ones on the receiving end of that, man, that is a big deal. Because we don't know, for any of them, if someone else is celebrating their birthday.
We have Judy Taylor to thank for organizing that. Man, that is an organizational feat. She has that gift, and she pours it out. I see God's glory. When Cindy shows up every Sunday to lead our young people, to tell them stories about Jesus and to sing songs with them and to be goofy for God and just to know these children and introduce the children to the adults and the adults to the children. We see God in each other this way. Do you see the glory of God in this place? When we know God, when we see Jesus in each other, and in the least and lost and last and lonely, we know God, and we are participating in eternal life. And you know the list could go on. Continue to be Christ to one another, that the glory of God might be known in this place and all the world. This is how God is known, through us, through each other. And don't forget that it doesn't rest on you, that Jesus is praying for us. You know, I get lifted up when I know somebody's praying for me. And sometimes I forget that Jesus is too. Whatever you're dealing with right now, whether it's joy or sorrow, or hardship or heartache, know that God knows, walks with you, and prays for you. Amen.